ஸ்ரீ ரமண மகரிஷிஸ் 137th ஜெயந்தி ரிட்ரீட் இன் தம்பா. திஸ் இயர் தி ஜெயந்தி ரிட்ரீட் பிகேன் ஆன் த மார்னிங் ஆஃப் தேர்ஸ்டே 29th டிசம்பர். அபவுட் 80 டிவோட்டீஸ் ட்ராவல்ட் டு அட்டெண்ட் ஃப்ரம் தி ஈஸ்ட் கோஸ்ட் டு தி வெஸ்ட், ஃப்ரம் கேனடா டு சவுத் அமெரிக்கா. இட் வாஸ் எ ஜாயஸ் கேதரிங் ஆஃப் பிரதர்ஸ் அண்ட் சிஸ்டர்ஸ் யுனைடெட் அண்ட் தி கிரேஷியஸ் கிளான்ஸ் and loving presence of Bhagavan Ramana. Each morning of the retreat began at 6 a.m. with morning Veda Parayana, a half hour of readings by various devotees followed. From 7:15 to 7:45, Sri Lalita Sahasranama Stotram was recited, silent meditation then continued until 8:30. Most evenings, we listened to the evening Veda Parayana at 5 p.m., followed by meditation till 6:30 p.m. After meals and free time, devotees gathered again for chanting and more silent meditation. In the afternoons, there were several presentations. Dr. Venkat Ramanan captivated all with his talk on the significance of the old hall. There were video interviews taped by Rohit Vaidya in November 2016 at Sri Ramanashramam of President Sri V.S. Ramanan, Sri V.S. Mani and Michael Heiberger. The computer room staff at the ashram did an excellent job of editing the President's interview. The other two interviews were edited by Rohit himself. On another day, Dennis Hartle gave a presentation with numerous photos to commemorate the 50th anniversary of the founding of Arunachala Ashrama Bhagavan Sri Ramana Maharishi Center in the USA and Canada. On Thursday morning, devotees traveled to the new old hall about 10 miles from the Franciscan Center. As described in the previous article, during the morning hours, all gathered for the inauguration pujas, talks and songs. Lunch was served in the Vishnu Mandir, a few minutes walk down the street. At 3 p.m., the Jayanti Puja at the Hindu Temple of Florida, next to the Vishnu Temple, began. A beautiful bust photo of Bhagavan, another of Arunachala, a large stone from the holy mountain, and a Sivalingam were the objects of worship. 11 devotees chanted Durudram and other mantras. An elaborate puja was performed by the head priest and prasadam was distributed. This event on the first day of the retreat invariably serves to open and purify the hearts of the devotees so that the Master's grace may enter their hearts unimpeded in the following days. As our retreat neared its end, the new year was just arriving. Most of the devotees joined together in this shrine, singing Bhagavan's and Burguna's works and other chants. The children of the retreat stood together in front of us and delightfully told us the life story of Bhagavan. At 11:30 p.m., Akshara Manamali began singing the Arunachala Shiva refrain after each verse. While our voices rose in harmony, firecrackers exploded in the sky from across the Hillsborough River, and New Year arrived. Bells rang, prasad was distributed, and Arunachala Shiva, Arunachala Shiva, Arunachala Shiva, Arunachala continued till well after midnight. Devotees lingered on, embraced in the glow of the new year, ushered in with the vibrant presence of Bhagavan and the warmth of friendship. The devotees attending the last four retreats, or any one of them, continue to be amazed by the meticulous, thorough planning and execution of all the inspiring elements of these Ramana Jayanti retreats in Tampa. Rohit Vaidya and his dedicated team of sevaks cannot be praised adequately for they all have done to create an ashram-like home for the devotees and seekers traveling to Tampa from all parts of this hemisphere. May Sri Bhagavan himself ever abide in their hearts and in the hearts of all.